This call is from Visa and MasterCard Fraud Prevention Team. To verify your standing order for £8.99 for Amazon Prime and £987 for Western Union Money Transfer. Please press 1 to accept or press 2 if you need any assistance.
Thank you for getting connected with Visa. This is Daniel. How can I help you?
Yeah, you've just rung regarding something, regarding a credit, my debit card, credit card.
Okay, let me check it. Can you please help me with your name, madam?
Mrs. Bibes.
Okay, just stay on the line, Mr. Bibes. Okay, I can see there are certain charges which was made on your account. One is for £8.99 for Amazon Prime.
No.
Did you try to make any purchase
no.
or payment?
No.
Okay, and there is one more transfer or the payment that was made towards Western Union for £987.
No,
when was the last time you have used your debit card?
A debit card? I don't know, not that long ago.
Because we have found that there were multiple attempts that were made on your account.
Oh, right.
So do you remember, like, when was the last time you have used your debit card?
No, I can't remember. Maybe at the weekend, I can't really remember.
Can you please double-check, Mrs. Beavis, like, whether you have your debit card with you or not? Is it in your possession or
it's
not?
It's in my possession, yes.
You have not lost it, right?
No, I've got it, yes.
Okay, that means it's a clear indication of fraud that has happened on your account, okay?
Okay.
Just be on the line. Let me check what I can do, okay? Just stay on the line. Let me try to put a red flag and I will definitely help you with that.
Yeah, I'll just back out the door.
Thank you. Please just stay on the line. And have you done any kind of online banking recently?
No, I don't think so.
And you are the only person who has the access of your card and your account. Apart from you, nobody else has the access of your stuffs, right?
No, it's only me.
And you told me you have used your debit card, like, last weekend?
Possibly. I can't remember offhand.
Okay. Because I can see, like, there were a few attempts that were made on your account in the past few days.
Right.
And you were not aware about that?
No.
Okay. In that case, what I will do, ma'am, I will simply help you to get you connected with the anti-fraud department of your bank so that they can go ahead and first of all freeze your charges and make sure that the money doesn't get deducted, okay? And they will also check whether your account...
You're going to have to do that now because I was just about to go out the door.
Well, that is completely... You have to do it right now because you can understand the kind of problem you're
facing
related to your account, you know? So that is the reason, ma'am. So just give me a moment, let me check. Are you going out somewhere, what time you'll be coming back to home?
Later on, I don't know. What's the time now? It's 1:15. About 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, half past four.
Oh, okay, so you will be out for a long time.
Because
the kind of problem you are facing, you can understand it's a bigger problem, you know.
Okay, well,
and,
do it now then.
Okay.
How long is it
going to
take? Sorry.
Well, it depends because first of all, I need to get you connected with the bank, okay? So do one thing. Look at the back of your debit card. Do you see there's a customer inquiry or a customer service number starting with number 0345, something like that?
I haven't got it with me. It's downstairs and I'm upstairs.
Oh, okay. Take your time, okay? Just be handy with your card, do your debit card, and let me know.
Right. I'll go get it.
Take your time, ma'am.
Yeah. How do I know who you're calling? That you're from Halifax.
Well, ma'am, let me tell you. Right now, I haven't called you. Your call has been connected to us because I believe you must have got an automated, like a computer-generated call, right? And I believe you might have pressed one or two. That's how you got connected to us, right? Because what happens, we are the one who keeps an eye on all your transactions.
Yes,
and if any kind of, you know, suspicious activity is detected,
okay,
you always get a text message or a call, and that's how you get connected to us, you know. Do you see, what numbers do you see at the back of your card, starting with the 0345?
7203040.
Okay. So what you need to do is that I will be assigning you a queue, okay? Once I assign you a queue, you will hear a beep sound, okay? Once you hear a beep sound, you simply have to punch those numbers, okay? Once you dial that number, your call will be connected to the anti-fraud department of your Halifax bank, all right?
Right.
So once you hear the beep sound, simply dial the number. Here you go.
Thanks for getting connected with Halifax.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I've just been called up. There's some fraud on my debit card.
Okay. And can you just confirm me with your first and your last name? So I can just pull up the records and let you know.
This is Rubina Boobez.
Can you spell it out, ma'am?
Sorry? Oh, B-U-B-E-Z. B-U-B-E-Z.
Okay. And your last name?
That is my last name. First name's Regina, R-E-G-I-N-A.
R-E-G-I-N-A, okay.
Yeah, Regina Boobers.
Okay, and can you just confirm me with your date of birth now?
25-11-55.
Okay. And can you just confirm me, ma'am, there was two, I think, do you have your debit card with you right now?
Yes, yes.
So I can just pull up the records and let you know why you're getting these charges and call?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just grab your debit card.
Sorry?
Just look at the front side. You will see there's a 16-digit card number. Can you see that?
On the front there isn't. It's on the back.
Yeah. Read me out the 16-digit card number, which you can see.
4462.
Okay.
9170.
9170.
4102.
Okay.
4470.
And your station date, ma'am?
1027.
1027. Okay. And look at the back side of your card. You will see there's a 3-digit code. Can you see that?
Yes. 051.
06151. Okay. 051. Okay. Just kindly be on the line, ma'am. Let me pull up the records and let you know, okay? Just hold on for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, ma'am. As you can see on your card information that there was two transactions has been made on your account this morning, just 15 minutes ago. There was one charge was for Western Union. It's
no.
for
no.
980.
No.
You haven't made that.
No, I haven't used it today.
And there's another charge is for auto debit for Amazon Prime membership.
No, I haven't got Amazon Prime.
Okay. And by any chance, ma'am, that have you shared with your debit card information or your account information with anyone? Like
no, I've never given it to anybody.
You haven't given it to anybody?
No, I've put it in my hand.
Okay, ma'am. Okay. So just can you be on the line, ma'am? And just can you just let me know, do you have the paper statement of your bank?
Sorry, do I have
that? Bank statement, which you got from a bank every month?
Sometimes I look at it, not always.
Okay, just trying to find it, if you have your bank statement.
I haven't got the statement, it's online.
Okay, you do online banking, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you just go ahead and log into your online banking and just let me know once you're logged in, okay?
Yeah, hold a minute.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I've got the thing. These new transactions. I've got that.
Okay, you have logged in with your account?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I must have used it yesterday for £64.89 with Littles.
Okay. And just see the last four transactions, or you see any transaction which you can't recognize and you have made that?
Mm.
So see the last four transactions.
The last four?
Yeah, no, last four transactions.
No, they all seem okay.
Okay. Do you see any unauthorized transaction or the transaction?
Anyone, sorry?
Yeah, you can't see any like that transactions on that, right?
There's nothing like that on there.
Okay, and can you just confirm me, ma'am? Can you just look at the front, look at the top? You will see there's a closing balance. Can you see that? Or the savings account?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you tell me what it is?
What is the savings account closing balance, ma'am? You can see over there?
Yes, I can. Can you tell me what it is?
Okay.
Hold on, it's come out.
Okay, and apart from the saving account, ma'am, do you have any other account, ma'am, like checking account or ISA saver or anything like that?
No, I've got a joint account.
You have a joint account?
Yeah.
Okay, just be on the
line,
ma'am.
Not this one, but there is a joint account.
There's another joint account apart from this account, right?
This is just my account, yeah.
This is your account.
So what are you saying that has gone out?
Just be on the line, ma'am. Let me just
check
that. And just write down the closing balance, which you can see over there, in a piece of paper. I'll just write it down.
You want the closing balance?
Closing balance of your savings account on and your current account and your ISA savers.
What I haven't got an ISA saver.
Okay, just write down all the savings, all the accounts, closing balance over there in a piece of paper, okay? Just write it down.
Well, I've got it in front of me.
Okay, just hold on.
And you have total of three accounts, one joint account, one your account, and one savings account, right?
Well, no, not savings. I've got a credit card.
Credit card. So it's one joint account and one normal current account that is you use, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the current balance which you see on with the closing balance on your current account which you only use it?
4,118.52.
Okay. And on the joint account?
313.36.
I'm so sorry. Can you repeat that?
313.36.
36. Okay. Just stay on the line.
Yeah.
Let me just first of all check it. Because as we have found that these are the international transactions which was made for 987 pounds. Yeah, because I can see like you never made any kind of transfer to someone in China, but but recently we have found that there were transfers that were attempted from your account. Okay, so just
hold
on the line. Let me see what I can do. Okay.
Okay, that can take longer.
Yeah, just give me 2 to 3 minutes,
yeah,
and I will let you know what this is. And you are the only one who used this account, nobody
yes,
else,
yes, yes.
Like, you stay by yourself, right?
Yes.
Okay. And how far is your home branch?
In town, not very far.
How far?
Maybe
like
a mile, mile and a half, two
okay.
miles, I don't really know.
Okay. And when was the last time you visited to your branch?
I don't know, a long time ago. Not this year.
Okay. Just turn the line, let me check it. Because we have found that your old accounts are already compromised, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let me see if it's necessary to provide you a new account or what we can do. Just give me a few minutes while I have a word with the headquarters, okay? Just stay on the line.
Yeah, I've got an appointment at 2 o'clock, sir.
Well, what time?
For 2 o'clock, and I've got to get there.
But you can understand this is even more necessary because you
know, oh, I know,
that
I know.
The time when you come back from the appointment, you might lose your funds, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want that, right?
No,
is it possible
enough.
That you can postpone the appointment for later on, like after 3 or 4?
It's probably not by now, but anyway, carry on.
Okay, just to stay on the line. Because, you know, these are some rare cases which
yeah,
we get,
know.
You know. So please bear with me.
I am.
Can you please verify your postcode, ma'am? Your postal code?
RH159 Sierra Tango.
Well, RH159 Sierra Tango, right?
Sierra Tango.
Sierra S.
Sierra
Tango,
S,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. And your branch is on Burgess Hill?
That's it, Burgess Hill, yeah.
Burgess Hill, Church Road, right?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Because we have found, you know, there are so many cases for the bank, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
There's already investigation because as I can see that we have been reported that there are some employees from the bank who is trying to gain the access of the accounts of the customers. And we have, as I can see, there are 4 to 5 members from the same branch who is facing the same problem as you are facing right now. And you told me it's Burgess Hill, right?
Yes.
Okay. Stay on the line. Let me check it. Please stay on the line, okay?
Right.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I had a word with the headquarters, and as I can see, there is an ongoing investigation going on from the same branch for the Halifax Burger Seal.
Okay,
when was the last time you have visited the branch?
No, not this year, I haven't.
You haven't. And do you know any person, like personally over there in the branch?
Sorry, do I as well?
Do you know any person in the branch personally?
No.
Okay. Because it seems to be last, as I can see, when we have got some report over here, even your account was accessed last yesterday from the same branch.
No,
and you told
no,
me
I
you,
haven't.
You haven't, you haven't visited the branch.
No.
Oh, my God. Okay. Let me see. Just stay on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And how far is the branch from your
About place? 2 miles.
2 miles. Okay. You stay in South Way 4, right?
Yes.
Okay, just stay on the line. Well, first of all, what we need to do is that we have found that there are a lot of transactions that is happening, okay? So, we have to go ahead and freeze your old card, okay?
Yeah, that's
fine. Do you want me to provide you with the new card?
Yes, please.
Okay. But you will be, I will try to provide it with the express delivery, and you might get it by like by Friday or Saturday, okay?
Yeah,
as
that's fine.
Possible.
Yep.
Secondly, what we need to do is that as this account has already been compromised, okay?
Yeah.
We have to create a new account, okay,
yep.
And provide it to you. But before that, we need to make sure that your account funds are secure, okay?
Yeah, of course.
So, what you need to do is that you need to make sure that you withdraw all your funds, okay? You don't have to keep any amount less, like more than 100 or 200 pounds in your account, okay? Just to make sure that yes, and keep it with you, okay? Because we don't want that anybody mess up with your account right now till the time you don't get your new account.
There's a lot of money to take out.
I'm so sorry, what did you say?
It's a lot of money to take out.
No, it's a 4,000 you had told me, right? You told
yeah.
me you have, yeah. So you can simply just go and get your money and keep it with you, okay? And once we provide you the new account, you can just go ahead and deposit that, and I will let you know what needs to be done, okay? Because
yeah.
we don't want that you lose your funds, right? Even
no,
though
no,
it's
no, no.
Right? Now, as you need to understand, as the branch, the branch people are also might be a person who might be, who might
yeah.
be doing these things, and we don't know who is that person as the investigation is still going on, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you have to be...
Have to do that today, do I?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Because we need to... Because you can understand, we don't... You
yeah.
don't want that your money gets... That can go to somebody
no,
in China.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
somebody in China is claiming to be a relative in the name
Ooh.
Of Thomas Lovett, you know?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
So that is the reason, you know?
Yeah.
So what you need to do is that you need to make sure, first of all, you need to withdraw your funds. Now, once
right.
you go to your bank, it might happen as the bank people are already accessing your account, which
yeah.
you don't know. But
yeah.
we found that they are, right? So they don't know that you know now that they are
no,
trying
no.
to misuse with your account, right? Exactly,
uh-huh.
right? So the bank person, once you try to withdraw this much big amount, as it is a big amount of 4,000
yeah.
pounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the bank person will ask you, why are you trying to withdraw the funds? What will you say them?
I'm going on holiday.
Exactly. You can tell them you want to go on a holiday and you want funds, so you can give any XYZ reason, but you don't have to tell them anything about the investigation.
No.
You have to keep
that,
this
yeah.
private, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Until because you need to understand, even the headquarters are having a surveillance through the camera
mm-hmm.
in the branch, okay? So
yeah,
they are
yeah,
having
yeah.
an eye on each and every employee.
Yeah,
we
of course,
need to be very smart
okay.
what you say and what you do, because
yeah.
the headquarters will be keeping an eye on you as well.
Yes,
okay?
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
So you don't have to do anything with your joint account. You just have to withdraw the funds from your current account which
yeah.
you have,
okay?
Because it's a big amount there.
Yeah.
And once you withdraw the funds, you need to come back home and give me a call, okay? All right?
Yeah.
I will
what number do I call?
I will give you that. Just give me a moment. Stay
yeah,
on the line now,
okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Number, just call back. Take a minute. 020.
Paper as well. I'll phone on my mobile because I might not be home.
286.
Oh, sorry, what? Hello?
This is on the line. 020
No.
32.
No, please start again.
please stay on the line. Just give me a moment, okay? Let me check it, okay? Just let me confirm the numbers, okay? That this is the correct number. You can get in touch with us, okay?
Yeah.
Please note down the number, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's 020.
020.
328.
Hold on, I've got to hold the phone.
320-618-94.
920-328-6189-4.
Yes, and my name is Daniel Patel.
Daniel.
Patel.
And I'll ask for you, do I?
Now, yes, you need to ask for me. Now, remember one more thing, okay?
Yeah.
Now, as your things are already compromised, it might happen that you, we don't know, it might happen that your phone might also get tapped, okay? So, what you need to do is that whenever you call me, you need to ask me for my password, okay?
Right.
Now, what will be a password? It will be a unique word which I will be giving you, okay? So, the your password will be your last name, Gomez, okay? So, once I tell you your last name, or you can make it all a little bit more complicated, make it like a, let me put it sunflower, okay? Like a flower, okay? Sunflower. You got it? Sunflower.
Sunflower, okay.
Sunflower, like a, you know, like a flower you have?
Yeah, make it a sunflower.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So, when you call on the number, you need to ask for me, and if I come on the call, or if anybody's talking to you, you need to ask for the password. You don't have to give them. You need to ask them, okay, so that you can understand you are talking with the right person, all right?
Okay.
So how much time will it take for you to go to the bank and come back?
I don't know exactly. I've got to go for my appointment.
Oh, so it will be late for you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, because we need to go ahead and, you know, try to close this case as soon as possible, you know.
Yeah,
because
I'll be as quick as I can.
Yeah, try to, you know, make sure, you know, at what time, by what time we'll be back? Well, right now it's 1:30, 1:40. So what time, how much time it will take?
Half two.
Okay. So remember what you need to do now.
Yeah.
It might happen the bank might tell you that they can't provide you £4,000. Okay, just ask them how much they can provide you for the maximum. Okay.
Yeah.
If they provide you $3,500, $3,800, take that and come back. Okay.
Okay.
You don't have to argue with that. We need to
make sure
you do it from your side. Okay.
Yeah.
So once you're back, just give me a call. I will be waiting for your call. All right,
Ruben. It'll be off my mobile.
Yes. I'm so sorry. Beg your pardon.
It'll be from my mobile, most probably.
Okay, provide me with the number, your cell phone number.
077-25129-406.
Perfect. Now, make sure you do not discuss this investigation and these things with anyone right now until
you
couldn't get your new account number, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay,
so I will be talking to you in a few minutes once you come back to your home, okay?
Now.
Go fast,
minutes.
Come back.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
No problem. Take your time. I will be waiting for you. Bye-bye.
Bye.